Philippine gambling controversy forces Bell to pause iGaming plans. Bell Corporation has paused its plans to expand into online gaming amid increasing scrutiny from Philippine lawmakers. The company, a subsidiary of SM Investments Corporation, SMIC, with a license to operate internet gaming as part of its broader physical gaming authorization, is now in a holding pattern as it monitors developments in legislative efforts aimed at tightening or potentially banning the online gambling sector. SMIC President and CEO Frederick Dibuncio confirmed that while Bell Corporation had considered launching its own online gaming operations in response to growing digital demand, the decision has been temporarily set aside. The company is currently observing the evolving regulatory environment to assess the potential impact on its existing and prospective operations. Dibuncio emphasized that Bell has the necessary internet gaming license but is adopting a cautious approach to ensure compliance and sustainability in light of potential legal changes. Ongoing debates in the Philippine Congress have intensified the uncertainty surrounding the future of the online gambling industry. Lawmakers are divided between proposals that advocate for a complete ban and others calling for enhanced regulatory frameworks. The concern over the rise in gambling addiction, particularly attributed to the easy accessibility of online platforms and aggressive marketing through digital channels such as social media and e-wallets, has prompted several members of Congress to push for more stringent controls. The Department of Health has identified online gambling as a public health concern. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has indicated that the administration will study the possibility of a nationwide ban, though no definitive position has been declared. The policy uncertainty has left several industry players, including Bell, evaluating the risks of further investment in the online space. Bell Corporation remains a key participant in the country's gaming and leisure property market. It holds significant stakes in integrated resort developments, including the City of Dreams Manila Entertainment Complex, as well as the Tagaytay Highlands Residential and Mixed-Use Resort. While Dibuncio acknowledged that online gaming has captured more rapid revenue growth compared to physical casino operations, Bell's revenue levels have returned to pre-pandemic performance, even though the growth has not been as strong as in the online segment. Bell sees financial health slip in first half. Financial data released by Bell shows a decline in profitability during the first half of the year. Consolidated net income fell by 9% to 801 million Philippine pesos, 14.42 million United States dollars, from 882.4 million Philippine pesos, 15.88 million United States dollars, in the same period last year. Total consolidated revenues dropped by 10% to 2.474 billion Philippine pesos, 44.53 million United States dollars, from 2.752 billion Philippine pesos, 49.54 million United States dollars. The company's share in gaming revenues during the second quarter also saw a sharp decrease, down 18% to 772.3 million Philippine pesos, 13.90 million United States dollars, from 943 million Philippine pesos, 16.97 million United States dollars, in the previous year's comparable period. In addition to regulatory developments surrounding online gaming, Bell Corporation is also awaiting further directives from the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, regarding its second casino project in Clark, Pampanga. The status of this expansion depends heavily on the regulatory guidance expected in the coming months, as the industry continues to navigate a complex policy landscape. Meanwhile, SMIC reported steady performance, posting a 6% increase in net income for the first half of the year, reaching 42.6 billion Philippine pesos, 766.8 million United States dollars. Consolidated revenues for the period rose by 6% to 319.2 billion Philippine pesos, 5.745 billion United States dollars. Despite the challenges in the gaming sector, Dibuncio expressed confidence that the group would record stronger earnings in the second half, consistent with historical trends. Earlier this year, SMIC stated that it would prioritize agility and operational adaptability, especially as global economic uncertainty persists. This strategy remains in place as the group continues to monitor macroeconomic trends and evolving regulatory risks, particularly those affecting its gaming and entertainment holdings through Bell Corporation.